We call it corruption. I don't know. Well, that's right or not.
What about it? If you get a blister on your hand, what do you call the stuff inside that?
That's, well, now we, I have got blisters. I have had blisters in my hands that apparently wasn't nothing but water in them. And then I've had what we call blood blisters in my hand, that blister would be full of blood, you know. And you could take a pin or something and let it out. It would dry right up.
Do you, have you ever noticed what makes it be one kind or the other kind?
No.
I always wondered about that.
But one blister will have, looks like water. Probably it's not, but blood blisters has blood in them. And you get them, I think one, just like you were going in the garden and working with a hoe, you know, and not used to it, you'd get a more than enough to get a blister in your hand that'll have water in it. But if you get out there and you get in that blister and bruise it, kind of bruise it a little bit, or if it bruises your hand to start the blister, well, then it's a blood blister. It'll be blood in there instead of that stuff looking like water. Really, I don't know what it is.
If a bee stung me, I'd say, oh, look how my arm, what?
Swelled. Swollen.
And if somebody gets shot or gets stabbed, you say he goes to have the doctor look at the...
Well, I don't know just how you...
What would you call the opening that a bullet or a knife would make?
Looking for the, I guess it'd be incision. What?
Well, if somebody got shot accidentally, you say he's got a bad gunshot.
Well, he's got a bad gunshot wound.
And if the wound doesn't heal up well, it gets sort of a crusty stuff around the edge of it. It's got to be cut off.
Yeah,
you have a name for that?
Well, sometimes it's blood poison.
What about the stuff around the edge?
Oh, we say a scab. A scab coming over it. It's, I don't know whether that's proper word to use, but...
Have you ever heard it called some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Proud flesh.
Yeah.
And what, if you got a small cut, what might you put on it to disinfect it?
Oh, to keep it from being infected? Use a Band-Aid.
Would you put any kind of medicine on it?
Yeah, you'd, well, what the, most of people use at home, it's methylene, or you used to use iodine, but most everybody now uses methylene instead.